Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. We'll talk with Keith Smith about the Bucks and NBA seedings and all that fun stuff from Yahoo Sports coming up in 1 hour from right now. But now joining us, another special guest, the Schneider Orange Hotline. He's Rob Reichel of Forbes and Conley Media. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Reichel. Rob, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You know, the pleasure's always mine. How are we doing, guys?
Doing good, buddy.
Doing good. What did you make of Devontae Adams' comments yesterday and Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio?
Not much overall, Spark. I mean, I think he was vanilla. It's obviously part of Team Rogers getting out there to get the message that he wants across. You know, we've heard from John Kuhn and James Jones in the last week, and Devontae's just kind of, I think, the latest guy who's going to trot forward. I mean, obviously, guys, I mean, with Devontae, it comes down to money, doesn't it? Devontae's in the last year of his contract, and, I mean, let's be honest, his numbers – with Rodgers are going to be probably 30% better, if not more, than if it is with, let's just say, a Jordan Love or a Carr, if Carr might come in a trade from the Raiders or whoever, guys. You know, I mean, when you're playing with one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the league versus a mid-level guy, your numbers are going to skyrocket, clearly. And it's about money right now for Devontae. I mean, Spark, the guy that, you know, people are obviously waiting to hear from just to understand this whole beef in its entirety is the quarterback himself, who kind of remains in hiding. And he puts people out there for him instead, and leaks come from his camp and things to that effect. So, you know, Spark, that's really the guy obviously everybody wants to hear from. I want to hear from, and I think maybe we get a little more clarity if that ever happens.
And maybe too, Robbie, that Devontae's contract may be tied to Rodgers in the fact if they just offered Rodgers all the money, which means that could be about $50 million per year.
Oh, my God.
That would also play in line with how much money you're going to be able to afford to give Devontae Adams.
Well, Gary, I mean, we certainly know the cap's going to jump, let's call it a minimum of 20, I think, next year. So there's going to be additional money. And guys like Russ Ball and Andrew Brandt before him are certainly clever, all these guys around the league, to structure money. I mean, they're going to find money, Gary, if they want to get Adams done, to get Jair Alexander done, who's going to be up this, you know, at the end of this next season to – you know, obviously to try to get Aaron done here if they're going in that direction. It doesn't seem, guys, to me at all, like it's about the money right now with Aaron Rodgers. It's about power and control, and it extends way beyond what that check is every week that he gets. And, you know, if that indeed, guys, is what it is, about power and control and say in personnel and things to that effect, I think you're opening a ridiculously dangerous can of worms that's never really been opened here for another player, and it really isn't open for almost anybody in the league. And guys, I don't think it should be.
Robbie, that goes into our question we're going to do today. Would you give Rodgers say in personnel if it meant keeping him?
Oh, God, never, Gary. No. Again, I just, you know, I think it's such a dangerous precedent to set. And, I mean, I get it. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's probably one of the, you know, 10 or 12 greatest quarterbacks to ever play. I mean, Brett Favre had none of that in his time in Green Bay, nor should he have. I mean, if there comes a day, Gary, and Aaron Rodgers wants to own a team and own a franchise and pick the players himself and not have a general manager do it, then, you know, then good for him. He can go invest his money that way. But I think there's a fine line, guys, or a clear line between employee and management. And, you know, you can argue, guys, did Brian Gutekunst make a mistake maybe in the communication side of this and not letting him know he was going to take a kid like Jordan Love in April of 2020 in that particular draft? But I don't think there's any way, you know, you can say Gutekunst has made any mistakes or the Packers have made any mistakes not going to Rodgers and listening to him when it comes to personnel. I mean, guys, Jordy Nelson was done. And I know that picked Aaron Rodgers off that, you know, they released Jordy Nelson. But Jordy Nelson, guys, his final year in Green Bay, he averaged 1.5 yards after the catch. I mean, he was done. They threw him the ball and he went to the ground. Jake Kumerow had one catch, guys, in the league last year. It isn't like teams were lining up to sign him. And
why is he so upset? Why is he so upset about Jake Kumerow? Now that one, I mean, I can get Jordy. I mean, I can get down with that. But yeah. Jake Kumerow, why does that just irk him so?
Guys, here's the thing, though. You know, you both play in the league, Gary and Leroy. You get it. Father Time catches you, right?
Right.
Leroy in 2001, God love you to death, but, you know, you were not the same guy, right, as you were in 92 or whatever.
And of course not.
Jordy, Gary, and that, yeah.
Right.
You know, and so to answer your question, why does this irritate the quarterback so much? We'd love to hear that from him, wouldn't we? Not sit here and guess on the radio, not have leaks come from his camp. It'd be great if he addressed some of this and cleaned some of that up. I mean, I laughed probably like a lot of people, Gary, when it, you know, the report came out, the final straw was Jake Kumerow. I mean, great kid, great story, love UW Whitewater, all that kind of stuff. But you're talking about a number 4 or 5 receiver on most teams in the NFL, guys. You're not talking about a guy who just caught 100 passes like it was back in your day, Leroy, when you guys lost Sterling Sharp.
Yeah, I think, in full disclosure, I did a book with Rob Reicher, Packers Pride. Green Bay Packers shared their favorite memories, and Rob just told me down when he said I wasn't the same player in 1992.
And do you remember the book that you and Rob wrote? Because it sounds like you're a little sketchy on it.
No, I was just taken back by I wasn't the same player. Because I mean, when Aaron Rodgers told me he didn't like Rob Reicher, now I believe I made that up. That's not true. And also, now I had a lot of fun doing that book, Rob. We really had a lot of great fun. Actually, Willie Davis was the forward on it, too. So, Rob, you did a great job with that. I got a chance to talk about some of those memories in that book that people may not know about me. And you can always still pick that book up. But my question is this. Let's be petty and move it along a little bit, Rob. Say Rodgers does leave. And say you go to the AFC. Who's the next up-and-coming team for the next 2 years? I was advocating it may be for the Vikings because they got all these weapons and they have, I don't know if their defense can hold up, but you got to think that the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions, they're sitting back laughing, saying, I like all the turmoil up there at 12-65. Maybe we can sneak up. So who do you think the team in the North and the team in the NFC if the power structure changes?
I think the team in the North, Leroy, is still the Green Bay Packers. I mean, I really do. Because, number one, if they wholeheartedly believe that Jordan Love can play, they will not bring a quarterback back to Green Bay in this transaction. Let's just say it is with Denver. You know, they'll get a King's ransom, Leroy, from the Broncos. They'll get 3 ones and either a couple more picks or a couple of players. I mean, I still think the Patrick Surtain pick on draft night could have easily been for Green Bay, the 9th pick in the draft. We'll wait and see on that one. Leroy, the Packers are built to win and win today. If Aaron had come back, guys, the only starter they were losing, and you guys know this, is Kirksey, the linebacker, and I think they feel they have guys ready to step in and are just as good as him. And then Lindsley on the offensive side of things. So it's 20 out of 22 starters, you know, that they were going to bring back in the special teams guys. Mm-hmm. You're talking about, I think, one of the top three running back duos in football. You're still talking about a top five offensive line, a tight end who had 11 touchdowns last season, a wide receiver who just shattered, you know, a number of team records. And, guys, a defense that finally cracked the top 10, and now you just added to it with a first-round cornerback, you know, and as Gutekunst said after the draft, he thinks the defense is on the brink of being outstanding. That might be a little optimistic, but I still think, guys, it's a top 10 to 12 defense. You know, if Jordan Love is not quite ready, guys, and they get back, let's just say the trade is with the Raiders, hypothetically, and they get back Carr in the deal, I still think Green Bay wins the North, guys, by a couple of games, and they're probably the 3 or 4 seed. If they think Jordan Love is ready, guys, and now there's going to be some growing pains. Maybe Minnesota passes them for a year, but I think eventually Green Bay wins, you know, takes the division back. And again, this is obviously all contingent on if Love can play, because they're set up to win, guys, for the next couple of years, the way this roster is put together. Obviously, the entire key comes down to quarterback. And guys, if Love is even in the top half of football, I still think they're above 500 next year, and they're set up to win for the next decade. And that's what Brian Gutekunst is paid to do. He thought, you know, he thought he found his next quarterback in April of 2020, somebody who could keep this franchise viable for the next decade and winning at the level that this state has kind of become accustomed to and really spoiled by, guys. I mean, this run of success is remarkable. And if he hit it again on Jordan Love, guys, they're going to win for the next decade. And
you're right about that.
He's probably going to be unemployed. So, you know, his butt is on the line. But to your question, Leroy, I mean, I think the Packers are set up as well as almost anybody if they've got the quarterback situation semi-figured out to keep rolling along there in the
All
north.
All right, Rob, we got to run here. Rob, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it. Rob Reichel, follow him on Twitter at Rob Reichel, Forbes and Kindly Media. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider Tiring Drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.